Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, hey, good evening, friends. We're sure glad you tuned in tonight to your show, Raising Expectations. And it's our prayer that God's doing something special in your life, and love hearing about those things, enjoy hearing the blessings that you're getting. And it's really neat to see what God's doing. As you already know, everybody here tonight, we are blood-bought, born-again believers. We believe the Bible is the Word of God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He came to this earth on a special mission. He died on a cross to perform the salvation for us. I mean, God is a holy God. Somebody had to pay the price. No matter how good you live, He paid for it. And now we belong to Him. I love that old song, "Now I Belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me." Remember that years ago? Probably centuries ago. But in any event, that was a great song, and I hope you got to hear that. So we're here tonight because God's been doing things in our lives, and I'm going to ask you as we go into the group tonight to share our members that, first of all, on the West Coast, you know Dr. Paul Hall. I'm going to ask you to hold up, write down Paul Hall there, Dr. Hall. Paul's father went home to be with the Lord this week, and he passed away, I believe, four days ago now, and Paul is back there taking care of family. Paul is a wonderful man, as you know. He's a great man of God. I've known him 55 years, and very, very special man, and his mother is there, and he's taking care of business, so we know that we're all going to see Paul's dad again. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I had seen him. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. So we're excited to see that. So Paul is back there, and he's praying for us. He's rooting for all of you to be in a special blessing tonight. And we hope that you will be too, whatever God's doing in your life. On Pastor Ron, he's up in Milwaukee, and he's up there again doing some special things for the Lord. And so he's there, as you know, Pastor Ron Greer, and he's normally there in McKinney, Texas. He's our favorite pastor down there in the state of Texas, along with Will Hobbs, who you all like to see so often. He comes on the show. Ron is up there serving the Lord, and he, of course, is with Man in the Mirror, and that's based out of Florida. And this is his story somewhat, kind of like Promise Keepers, the things that he does to build up man. Ron's a great man, and we're missing our two great brothers tonight. Really miss them when they're not here, but we also know God's using them in a very important way and blessing family and lives. And so we're going to be thinking of them tonight through all of this time. So if we go a little bit back to the east, actually the south part of the east, which is Dalton, Georgia. You remember we have right there Steph and Tank, Dr. Tank Thayer, and Steph and Tank are right there. Steph's on the left if you're looking there. I know you probably figured that out, but Stephanie is in charge of a wonderful health and wellness called Wellness with Steph, and you'll want to look it up, Wellness with Steph, and on that website, you'll also find her special website, Live Your Life Out Loud. In other words, as she boldly proclaims, God is working in your life. So when you have a need, she shares with other women who are her confidants and in the ministry with her there. She shares the truth about what God's doing in their lives, and they're emboldened, they're strengthened. And like John 16:33 says, in this world, we know we're going to have tribulations, but they learn in this page that they're going to be a good cheer because Jesus overcame the world, and He does every day in our life. So you want to look that up. Stay in the know, as it says there, and check out what she's doing there on Wellness with Steph. And right to her left is the greatest doctor there is in the world. We have no question about that. That's right. He is a trauma surgeon. That's Dr. Tank there. They'll be back with us again in a couple of weeks. You're coming down the road to continue the service that they were teaching us about grace and the situation in the world that we face today, mental illness and things. Heard so many people have checked in on this and look forward to hearing from you again. You guys know that, but the things that you shared said good things to so many people, and there's been great encouragement. So they're coming back. Don't worry, folks. We're going to let them share again with us. They're an integral part of this team and an integral blessing in my life, just like Paul and Ron are. So we're thankful that they are here with us tonight. Now, we've got a special program for you tonight, and I always do this. I bring it up right off, and then I get it all cued in case there's something that I really want to say. So I hope that your ears are cued up. While I'm cueing this, you cue your ears up, and we'll go from there. It never stays where it's supposed to stay. They say these things are awesome. You know, Steph, I've watched you do it. You do it so well. This mind moves. So if my head goes like this, folks, I'm not really just excited. I'm following the line. But in any event, let me share with you a little about our guest tonight. Actually, Stephanie is the one who brought her to us a couple of years ago, and she's part of our family. And Stephanie said, "You've got to hear this lady." And frankly, as many of you commented, I wrote you this week, whether you're a mom or a dad or a grandparent or a loving family member, we all know that our children are in trouble educationally in American schools today. They hire nurses like Tank shared with us and counselors to take and direct children to understand their lives, their learning, and their problems, even their personal problems. And in many states, parental control and direction is not an important thing. It's hardly even heard. In the past, dyslexia was not really normally discussed in schools. You're going to hear a lot about this tonight. But today, there's a problem. Many wonderful children and families are being proportionally ignored across the nation. Parents are still not getting the school support that they need in the public schools for dyslexic children and family members. A single mom reached out to Marianne. She's going to tell you that story. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave that for her. But you know, we're awful glad to have Dr. Cintron with us tonight and her husband, Will. And her insights help adults better understand certain behaviors in their lives as well as their children's lives. And she'll share her pre-screen and demonstrate 4 or 5 ways to help your child to read. You're going to hear a good story tonight that I can't wait for her to share. She shared with us. And I want you to know as we bring her on, Marianne is a gifted by God to share knowledge and the understanding ways that always produce hope and unique progress. Again, I say unique progress because God speaks to her through the families that she helps. I believe her message is for men and women and families and children of all ages across our nation today. And she's married to one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. Her husband's name is Will. And Will is one of those guys who biblically follows what the word says. Love your wife, cheer her on, back her up, and stay there and be an integral part of supporting your wife. And there's nobody I know that does it any better than Will Cintron and Marianne. So we're going to give her the welcome right now and bring her on so she can tell her story. And we're so glad that you're here. We're going to go around the world and we're going to do the round of applause. Thank you, Steph. Welcome, Marianne. Bring her on. And here she is with Will. Welcome to Raising Expectations. Please go
Hello,
ahead
y'all.
and be with
Good
us.
evening.
Great to
Hey,
be here
Will.
with you.
Good to have you with us.
Great to be with the family.
Yes. Amen.
For our audience, some of those pictures you showed were we just returned from an Alaska cruise because we've been married 35 years. And we are also celebrating Will's soon to be retirement at the end of this year, 50 years
Oh,
with the same company. Loyal man,
wow.
loyal in marriage, loyal in work, 50
Amen.
years.
Same product, basically product line. The company's changed hands 4 times.
Wow, you had to keep them going, Will. That's great.
Every time
Impressive.
they sold, I hid out so they wouldn't find me.
Yeah, that's actually pretty impressive to survive that many
That is.
acquisitions.
Yeah. I think there's, what, 40 or 50 people in that original group of yours
That's
with your
less than
picture?
that. We had a luncheon last year for people that had 40 plus years, and I think there was maybe a dozen of us
Oh.
who fit into that, and one other guy who who I worked with him 49 years ago, and actually 50 years ago, he had 1 year up on me. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, it's
yeah, I you know people change jobs. You know they go from one company and then they go to another company and they get a better position and they do that. I just stayed in the same company. I just moved around, you
in
know. And
loyalty. Loyalty.
I made it, I kept it easy.
Yeah, with his military background, he's an army vet. So with his military background, he's really well respected and needed. So
Absolutely.
anyway.
Well, we second that, Will. All of us, we appreciate you
Congratulations.
wanting to
Very
help.
impressive.
Yes.
And I
Yeah.
couldn't do my entrepreneurial job or the changes that I've had in education without having him stable and steady and supporting me and what God is directing me to. When we
Right.
put this on the books a few months ago, Joe, we talked about a grant that I was hoping to get. And being believers, we just trust God that his divine appointments that he gives us are for a reason. And I had full faith believing this grant was going to happen until the school turned it down. So that just, I want the audience to know that it's always good. It's just a battle because here we have somebody that God brought along that had the money, and here the school district turned it down because who knows whatever their reasons. They said that they had a full schedule, they had enough intervention for the year, but schools are still not addressing dyslexia, and a lot of them are afraid to because they don't know what to do after the intervention takes place. What are they going to do with continuing to train the teachers about dyslexia, to continue to offer these kids remediation? And I've heard that even from the private sector, they're almost afraid to have a dyslexia interventionalist come in because when you're gone, what do we do next? And even though I'll give them some plans, they just don't want to go there. They just don't make it a priority. So one in five kids, the research says one in five kids has dyslexia. And it's not a respecter of ethnicity. And it's, some of it is genetic and some of it is environmental. So the genetic dyslexia, somebody might recognize their grandpa or their uncle or the dad. Someone struggled with reading in the family. And we have our neurosurgeon, Tank Thayer here. I mean, he was in, I interviewed him over a year ago and he shared his testimony. He didn't even know that dyslexia was what he had until they saw it in their son. So
Right.
we have that genetic component, and then we have a developmental component when kids are in a class and they have a substitute teacher who doesn't know how to teach reading, or if they were in a class that was teaching whole language, which teaches you to memorize words rather than sound them out and know the learn the parts of the words, phonemics, the phonemic awareness aspect. So when kids are memorizing words, they're memorizing it as a picture, which is going to go to the right side of the brain, and the left side of the brain is the language center. So that the left side of the brain is where we want to develop phonemic awareness, and that's evidenced through MRIs and brain scans when kids are reading. So what I was hoping to share today were, what do you see to realize your child has dyslexia? And some of you might have friends or neighbors or family members who talk about it, and you'll have some information to share with them. I've learned that a lot of families that have dyslexic kids don't share with other families because I've said, send me referrals and I'll give you a discount, or give referrals, and they're very shy to do that because they don't want their peers to their other families to know that their children are struggling. And we point out that dyslexia actually is a trait of genius, and that almost could be cliche. We all have a genius in us, but it really is more than that because the dyslexic people are excellent as entrepreneurs, architectures, in the theater, and engineering. They have engineering minds. And Walt Disney was dyslexic, Steven Spielberg, Steve Jobs. the list goes on and on about people who have that trait of genius, Tank Thayer,
There you go.
our beloved.
Thank you.
So
That was
we
just
kind
okay.
of have to change the narrative, and when we talk to parents, and don't let your child think it's a disability. It's just a different way of learning. It's a learning
Yes.
difference.
Yes.
So when a child, I usually would say a dyslexic child tends to read from the right side of the brain, which is the wrong side. We should have the language center in the left side of the brain. So when we use a multisensory reading approach, we're retraining the brain to be strengthened on the left side of the brain. So before the printing press, we welcomed all kids and, the creatives, because the printing press was the determining factor that separated our 20% of our population as the illiterate. Suddenly the ones that couldn't read
Yes.
were isolated and they felt separated and set apart. And that's, God gave us all brains to, be creative, to be teachers or pastors or, whatever our call in our life is. But when a child learns to read, they don't lose their creativity, which parents have been concerned about. Are they going to lose all that creativity? No, it's just going to help them read so they can graduate from high school and make something of their lives, because the kids who aren't reading have low self-esteem as early as first and second and third grade. And then they don't want to try. They always want to have excuses not to be in class, make excuses to go to the doctors when there's no need for that. And they struggle with catching up. Yeah.
Ran Laban Biriamishio, who runs that special school for children in Uganda, Africa, just sent on there a thank you noting to you to say thank you for what you're sharing.
Oh,
You want to
thank
know,
you.
he
Good.
just came in while you were talking about the kids.
Well, I'm so glad you interrupted me because I'm blah, blah, blah.
No, that's
We do
good.
have our reading program also is in Africa and it's in India. And if Leban wants to reach out to me, if she doesn't already have the program, I give scholarships to people in Africa, where I send the training videos and digital files. So that is a possibility for her. So
It's
thank
for
you.
him. It's
Him,
Laban. I
him.
said it wrong. Laban. I said it wrong. My
Laban.
bad.
Okay. So anyway, I wanted to share what it looks like with a child who can't read, who is dyslexic. They'll be in a circle, everybody takes a turn reading, and it's so unfair because unless the child has been prepped of what they're going to read, they shouldn't just be called on spontaneously like that. It really lowers their self-esteem.
Yeah.
But they'll stumble over the words unless they've memorized them. And a lot of dyslexic kids are slipping through the cracks because they have memorized a lot of words, but the comprehension isn't there when they memorize. So they'll often omit a letter or a syllable, or they'll have the letters in the wrong place. So that's why they struggle with sounding out the word clap or sounding out the word with the CH, because different combinations of letters have different sounds. So they haven't learned in the context how that word is pronounced. And they'll often raise their hands to go to the bathroom, be asked to leave right before reading time. And I had one parent recognize that her child had excuses of bladder problems and even took the child to the doctor to find out there was no problem. And later on, the son admitted it was, I didn't want to read. And when you're looking at a child's reading or spelling, I should say, sometimes it looks like chicken scratch. And sometimes it's coupled with what's called dysgraphia, where they can't write the letters clearly. But when the dyslexic child is writing, they'll omit letters and syllables. They won't capitalize their sentences unless they've really been trained. I had a student recently who was really trained to capitalize and punctuate her sentences. But quotation marks are real difficult for them, colons, all the other grammar skills are really challenging for them. And a lot of times they'll write, but they won't know what they're writing. So if they're writing and the sentence doesn't make sense, they're not catching it. because they're on a mission to write their sentence. So a lot of times I would have to ask the student to read to me what they wrote because I couldn't read what they were writing. So parents or teachers can really spot that really quickly. And, you know, those find out if those are your one to five students out of 20. And I have a pre-screen I'm going to share with you. But I wanted to say that these children who are struggling with reading and writing, they're very bright kids. So they're mm-hmm. the kids that are going to want to stay after school and help. I had a student that would want to, you know, clean the whiteboard after school. She would just share with me all her creative ideas and the kind of child you'd want to be your neighbor that you could just hang out with and disciple and spend some time with. And you're like, why can't they read and write? What's wrong? What's the missing link? So anyway, one of the other pre-screens I wanted to share, and I'll show you this on my website later, but I have a list of words I've created. And we have nonsense words. So I have different words for second through fourth graders than I do for fifth graders or, you know, middle, fifth graders and older. So if you take a word like the word hair and you take the H away and put a B, so they have to sound out bear. What we're recognizing is it's the vowel teams that they don't learn. And it's the end of words that they're not learning. Those are phonics rules and grammar rules. But words like bear, blut, zame, vust, Raul, ser. I have words like pluck, suit, molt. A lot of times they'll put the L in the wrong place. So I just have a little checklist of words and I have them read it, and it also kind of gives me an idea where I'm going to start the reading assessment. And then I have older words for the older students like bees, but I spell it B-E-E-Z. Well, they know that double E is an E sound. P-E-Z-E, peas. This will make more sense when you see it on my website, but this is available at, believe it or not, Teachers Pay Teachers.
Yeah.
Any questions before I go on?
Well, just as a sidebar, I love Teachers Pay Teachers. So I love, yeah. I think it's great that you're on there. It's a repository for teachers to share kind of just best practices of things. So I love that you have yes. your resources up there.
Yes. And this is under $5. They can just, I'll get a dollar out of it. But when I recently worked at one of the schools, the district would give the teachers reimbursement if they bought stuff on Teachers Pay Teachers. Mm-hmm. So on my website, I offer a link where they could order stuff from Teachers Pay Teachers, but you have to download everything yourself. Whereas they could go to my store, which comes to me, and I'll print it out and get it bound professionally for them. So they have options like that. And then I have some writing exercises. When students are asked to write words that are not familiar, that's when the dyslexia will show up. For example, Anne must drink her milk. That's a real simple sentence for a little kiddo to try to write. What are you two doing here? And then the flowers have many buds on them. Sometimes they need a little explanation of what a bud is, but I've got five or six sentences for the younger students, and then five or six for the older students. And I say six because I always give a bonus. Anyway, so I'll tell you more about that. I wanted to share about this parent who recently reached out to me because her daughter was reading 15 words per minute at a third grade level. And when children are in second grade, what the research shows is that they should be reading 50 to 60 words entering second grade. By December, they should be at 70 words per minute. And by May, they should be reading 90 words per minute. And, and that doesn't mean you're timing them for that whole time. What you do is you get them a timed reading paper and you time them for a minute. And, you know, they read how many words per minute. You do that three times and then you get the average, and that'll let you know what the speed is per minute. So by second grade, again, it should be 50 or 60 as they're going in. So this parent was a single mom and she had a daughter starting third grade, and the school was just ignoring that there was a problem. And she has been speaking up since first grade. And now the child's entering third grade and they won't assess her. And she's very frustrated because so she came to me to, I'm going to assess her child, but I always ask a couple of questions before I say I'll assess, because I want to know, do they want a report where they could take it to the school, where the school makes that child a priority? And that's 90% of the people I assess, because I've seen high school kids that I'll assess, and that child's priority goes right to the top when they realize the parent took the time and spent the money to get an outside evaluator to assess their child. I don't do the psychologist level of assessment, which is a deep dive, going into the classroom, talking about pregnancy, talking about the first 4 years. I don't go that deep. What I do is I do a phonological assessment. I do a cognitive assessment, which is pictures only without the words. And I do reading fluency and comprehension. And then I have two other assessments that I do that help me with spelling, mostly for the older students, spelling and then reading. What kind of vowel teams or words hang up the child? So there's like five or six different assessments I do. So it's very comprehensive. And I had a director of special ed at a community college told me, well, told her daughter when I assessed her daughter that my report was so right on. That it pinpointed everything that the school needed to address. So anyway, do they want a report that they can take to the school, or do they just want to know my child's dyslexic, so we have to do our own intervention for the child, or do they want to know, yes, my child's dyslexic, and we want to put her in a tutoring, program to get the intervention. So I always want to have the parent think a little bit deeper why I'm doing the assessment. And it's an affordable assessment. People can call me and see what I charge. And it's way affordable compared to what outside assessors are charging. So those are a couple of things I want to talk about. Any questions before I continue?
No, I think just re-emphasizing what you were saying, because I think teachers, parents may not recognize. Like my first grade teacher would write, "Craig Green needs to read more." They wouldn't say necessarily why, but it was because I was slow. Second grade teacher, same thing. And then, like you said just recently about words per minute, it was third grade, that classroom that I walked into, and students, it was dark, dim lit. Screen up there was like, Star Wars opening thing with the words going across the screen, and the girls
Nice.
were kicking butt, and I'm like, now it's my turn, and I'm like sweating bullets and all over the thing, up skipping lines, and next week I'm in the other third grade class. So yeah, I mean, it was clear at that point, and I just thought that I read slow. That was just me. I
Yeah.
And like you said, it's really not a disability. It's a
It's a difference.
it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And so being a test taker to be a doc, which you have to do multiple times every year throughout your life as a professional, I count the time and the questions, and I know how many seconds per, and I get them done barely under the amount of time, but I get it done. So it's just a matter of adjusting, knowing the challenges there, and doing it.
I've assessed adults that told me they wanted a job change because they were in a wrong job. And sometimes they needed modifications. There was a gal in sales, and every hour they were sending her updates of this person's ahead, you're behind, this person's ahead, you're behind. She said that only stresses me out. So that was written for that company to not do that to her. Keep her out of that email.
Yeah, I had something to say. You were just talking about doing assessments, and we have paid for those assessments. They're very, very expensive. And I think people that are maybe just starting down this road or haven't really looked don't recognize the cost when a school declines services to you or gives you the runaround, or which I've seen a lot, then you're out of pocket as a parent trying to figure out your child, how to help them. And I wish we would have met you earlier. I wish we would have known about your resources. I mean, just even your app, the things that you have are extremely affordable. I mean, there was one point at which we were paying more for our son to have tutoring than it was costing for one of our kids in college. I mean, it's very, very expensive when it's not covered. And even when it is covered, often schools give like 2 hours in a week, or it's honestly, it's not acceptable, especially when we're talking one in five have this. You could have a whole classroom of these kids and let them think the way they do and get them up to speed, right, with someone that specializes in this. So I just want to call that out, that what you offer and your knowledge and your help for others is substantial, but also at an amazing price point that is just, you're not going to find it in other
Thank you.
services. You're welcome.
And we have a nonprofit. And like Joe says, this is your show. This is your nonprofit. We just happen to be on the board. I'm the president, CFO, but it's the world's nonprofit, Step by Step Dyslexia Solutions. So people can make, they could sign up for tutoring through us, knowing that they're helping a philanthropic organization reach many, because we've given such discounts to a lot of at-risk families and over the years districts. And that's our, and then also the videos that we've recorded and put up. I wanted to share that one thing that sets us apart. Well, we do have the multisensory program. So you want something that works with the seeing, the hearing. I'm thinking of my grandbaby, my head. Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Shoulders, knees,
Yeah.
and
So we
toes.
want to address visual, auditory, and then speaking, or auditory, hearing, and kinesthetic, hands-on. So we have that multisensory approach. And then we also have an app called Syntron Dyslexia Solutions with Music. So it's CDSM, and it's free on Android and iOS. It plays classical music in the left ear and spelling exercises in the right ear. So there's spelling words that are on a graduated level, and then also spelling sentences. So that sets us apart. And our reading program has had up to one to three kids are making 1 to 3 year gains in only 6 weeks or 30 hours of tutoring. So this is what the app looks like. And just pretty little reversal of DB. Which is stereotypically the reversal. People think that's what dyslexia is. It's not just reversals, but it's being not being able to bring words together, letters together. So anyway, there's 28 spelling exercises, and there's about 8 sentence groups. So if we could go to my website, I'd like to show you what the homepage has that you can use as a resource. So everything that I've created, I've prayed about, and I think it's believe it's God inspired, and I want to show everything on the homepage. Okay, hold on 1 second. Back it up a little bit. So can that be enlarged at all? Because it's really tiny on my. I was just appointed to be on our community library board of trustees, which I'm very excited about. Oops, can we go back to the website?
I think he's zooming it in for you.
Enlarge it
He's
for
gonna
you.
bring it
Oh,
back.
okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be interesting to put on the website because it's my interview with the city council. Can you imagine? And someone asked, "Do you have that on your website?" And I went, "No." I mean, that's like telling all my deep, darkest secrets and who I am. They said, "You
Oh,
should
yeah.
put that on your website."
Here you
So
go.
anybody,
There you go. Amen. Way to go.
anybody
Thank
who
you,
wants
TJ.
to, thank you. Anybody who wants to hear about my background and what my vision was to work on the be on the board of trustees, You can click, there's a video there. So go ahead and scroll down. So I was hiring tutors for this grant we were receiving. So we have 10 people waiting in the wings that are willing to tutor if people want tutoring. I won't do it myself, but I have 10 people who I trained free on my training videos, excuse me, and they got all my digital files because I wanted them all ready. So I have extended a promotion through Labor Day, lower it just a little bit. This was a summer special. TJ, lower just a little bit.
The other way?
Oh, the other way. Go to the top.
Go up. There you go.
What should I say? Raise it?
Yeah, you got it right.
Wait, okay, oh, no. So okay, I just talked about a special. Yeah. I'm extending through September 13th, so through the second week of September for Labor Day. If people want to, it's okay. If people want to get the discount of my training videos and curriculum, so go ahead and scroll below that. I opened up created an affiliate program. So if you're at a school, one teacher can sign up and then other teachers can sign up, but money can go back to your school through this affiliate program. So that's a, you know, you get a 20% discount and then people signing up under you, you get 20% of their purchase. So it's called the 2020. And you could go ahead and continue to scroll. And then I'm preparing for October, which is Dyslexia Awareness Month. I have a monthly subscription. You can see there for $39.99. This is what people from other countries are doing, just because they'll have that ongoing support and the training videos will be there month to month. And if they have questions, they could email me anytime and they get the training videos and digital files. Okay, only $39.99. And this is a health thing that I got involved with to help kids concentrate, get rid of some anxiety and stress. If you want to consider that, that's called Life Waves X39 patch, but you could go beyond that. I had to put that in there. And then this is what I'm doing now. You can see the books there that I use to do my assessments. But I have created training videos for teachers, speech pathologists, psychologists to be trained. I had a speech pathologist say, I know the GORT and the PPVT, which are those first two on the left, but she didn't know the CTOP. So this is something she could sign up for. And I just charged $375 to see the training videos for those, if people want to be trained, but I also do the assessments myself. Okay, go ahead. So this is just a video about dyslexia. Go ahead. So one of the things we do as a nonprofit in our community, we have a flag distribution by Junior Patriots, and we put flags up at Labor Day and around the holidays. So that's just something that we're doing in our community as well. There's a t-shirt there if anybody's interested in getting a nice, handsome t-shirt from our store. So what I show in the next screen is I have two levels of reading. For someone who's been through Orton-Gillingham and wants a deeper dive, I have a level two. But if you're just starting out, the level one is a great starting point to be trained in. I love to train teachers. That's really what I want to do. Go ahead.
Amen.
This is what I'm giving my discount in. So we took a look at the app already. So this demonstrates the app for you if you want to see what it looks like. Go ahead. These are just other tools I had for teaching kinders. More about the app if you want to. I just have little videos there. Go ahead. This is an award I received in Glendora. So I just have more videos how to help little children reading books and using phonics books. Go ahead. And then these are some of the other items that people might want to learn more about. But I want to show this assessment right here. This is a letter that you can download and you can fill it out for your school. And it just lets them know that you're requesting a dyslexia screen and you're putting down some of the things you're recognizing in your child and why you want your child assessed. And then you could read that little card. This is a picture of what we do when we assess cognitive, phonemic awareness, and also reading and writing. Okay. Those are all little ads I put out. Now, if you want to listen to our YouTubes, go right to this red frame. It kind of stands out from all the others, but this is where you can go right to my podcasts, my YouTubes. And you could see all the different types. I've got teaching, I've got interviews, different lessons. So we've got a lot to over. I don't even know if it's over 300 or over 500. These are my books that are published, all talking about music and how it helps with reading. The book with the blue cover was my first book, A Message of Hope, where I give testimonies of 13 students who use music with reading. And then my second book is to the left. Dyslexia is a Trait of Genius. And I've spoken on that at several conferences with Promise Christian University. And then the book in the middle is Prisms of Brilliance, Wanting to Address Illiteracy in Our Prisons, which is still something God asked to open that big door. If you're affiliated with the prisons at all, reach out to me. And then that's just a little fun little summary of what dyslexia is and how it looks in the classroom. Really a short little video. CJ, if you could go to my store, I want to very quickly differentiate in my store what you can order. This is what you would order from me because I would bind it for you. And we have 9 books, and we have the spelling lists are in there, the phonics reader. And then under store, go back under store, under the heading, under the, okay, so go to the main store. Main store is going to put you on Teachers Pay Teachers. It should. Oops. So these are called drop downs up here. Oh, there it is. So Teachers Pay Teachers. You could go right over here and scroll through. That's the assessment, the pre-screen. It's not an assessment. I call it a pre-screen. And then you could go through all the other books right there. I also have little videos on Teacher Pay Teachers. I have it with the books. I have it with the manipulatives, and you could actually see what I do and how you use them. Okay.
So this could be used, I'm seeing, for Christian schools, for homeschools, for families that, like you said years ago, want to turn the family not into a battle zone, but a fun zone. And also,
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Uganda and other places where they could use missions help service to bring in things like this to actually teach there, because this school I'm thinking of does a tremendous work in Uganda. And
Yes.
this would be something very great for them. So many precious lives.
Yeah, some of the things I use for manipulatives are these little circles that you could get from Amazon, or anybody could pick little rocks. I used to get tiles from Home Depot, just little shapes. And then we have the phonogram cards. On Teachers Pay Teacher, you have to print them out yourself. If you go to me, I'll get them printed for you at a discounted price. And then we have plastic letters that are I keep in a little bag. Those are 3 different manipulatives. They're just really fun letters that help the kids helps the brain make the connections because it's hands-on. And so on the digital file, you have to print out the letters and they're just flat. But so people don't have to buy this stuff, but they can purchase it from me.
Is there a place there, as I'm looking at the clock here, is there a place where mothers and families and things that I know are tuning in tonight, I've had a couple texts, can get a hold of you and explain their specific need, and you can give them insight on that?
Yes, I'm going to give you my text number, a mobile number. It's 626-664-9392. Six 626-664-9392. People can text me first. I'm going to get a lot of AI that's going to call me because of that. So if you text me, I know you're not the AI. And also my website, it's step-by-step dyslexia solutions, or I've hyphenated it with dys-sol.com is the abbreviated way to get to my website.
There we go. That's excellent. Yeah.
Oh, Joe, we need your old school cardboard,
Remember
phone number and contact for,
that? Yeah, remember
yes.
that? Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I know if you get onto this site or onto that number that Dr. Zintron will help you personally and take great hope in again helping your family. And I think it's adults too. I can't help but think of listening to Tank last week that and looking forward to the next one, that there's so many problems people have today, and some of them are young adults and everything that TikTok's doing this and the other two. Basically, they may be dyslexic and they just don't know, and they've gone off the deep end, and nobody says, here's a simple answer. Let me tell you how we can help you get over this. And it might be that there are families, adults, and everybody that really need help here. It seems like when you hear that word, you think, well, that's not me. Well, it just could be. It's a good
Well,
song.
like Tate talked about kids struggling in school, so they're looking for other attention ways to get attention.
Exactly.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, I
Exactly.
was just going to comment on that. So the
That's what
your
you
third
heard.
hope and prayer is the prisons, right? Well, this happens, and I could have gone that path, but I didn't, because what I ended up doing, so you can't read quickly, you feel stupid, you start to socially isolate, you get depressed, or you may, but to get out of that and gain self-esteem, you become a class clown, which is what I did. Which then sixth grade, I got a bopper named after me. So, because I had the most bops on record.
That's not a
Not by
goal.
a Green Beret teacher. So,
That's not a goal.
yeah,
That's not a goal.
you're listening out there. But yeah, or worse. So what happens if the culture around you is such that your self-esteem goes low, you give up and you get out of school, and then the culture you're surrounded by is gangs. What do you think is going to happen to those kids?
Right.
Right? They're doomed. Unless they can pull out of that gang and then not follow gang culture, they're going to get arrested and jailed. And so that's why there's a huge percentage of dyslexia in jails.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The door is still a possibility. Yeah. Go ahead, Will, real quick. Go ahead.
Thank you. You've been successful. You've got past it. You recognize it in some way and how to deal with it. And I've, run into other men. We had a men's breakfast a few years back, and the speaker was a pastor. I don't know if I could say his name, Shane Eidelman. And so he was, I can't remember his topic, what he was talking about, but he shared part of his life, and he said, "Oh, I struggled with dyslexia," and he went on, and then the breakfast ended. Everybody was going outside. He had a table of books that he had written, and so I walked out there. I was looking at his books, and when I had a chance to talk to him, I said, "Shane," I says, "you don't struggle with dyslexia." I says, "Look what you've done. You got these books that you've written, and you're a successful pastor. You're living, a wonderful life. And, God has really, he talked about his struggles as a young man.
Yeah.
But God got a hold of him, and he says he still has trouble reading. I says, "Yeah, but you wrote these books,
And he called it a disability, and Will corrected him and
Yeah.
said, "It's a learning difference, not a
Yeah.
disability."
It's a
I
challenge.
understand.
It's a
Yeah, the
challenge,
life
yeah.
lesson.
Which is funny because want to add, if you get diagnosed early, like our son was, I don't even detect anything in his reading. So
None.
boom, now you're okay. That's
Yeah.
first. Second is, if you don't, then you're like me. And I made the mistake when I wrote my book, and I said on a Facebook blog was, okay, feeling like I should help my brethren. Should I do an audible? And then everybody was yes, 100%. And then should I do the reading of the book? And people like my voice, so they're like, absolutely, except for one was a high school buddy of mine. Said he needed to get Coyote to read it, but he knows who he is. He knows I love him. So yeah, so but I mean, literally, I was swearing at the author, which was me, when there was a long sentence. I'd get through a third of it beautifully, and then fumble the second part because of my brain's memorizing it, right? Now, first, second part, fine, get to the third, falls apart. Then the whole thing. And I feel sorry for the coach that got me through it because, I mean, it was probably twice as long as anybody else he's worked with.
Yeah.
You
So,
ever, but I got through it, right? So.
I'm just gonna tell you, we only got 2 minutes, so we're running out. But yeah, that's awesome, Tank. And Will, look at the pastor there. That's awesome. That's why whenever I hear about this, I think about all the adults that that I've met that, man, a little bit of help could fire them up, like you're both saying. Look what happened in their lives, and they could miss the whole thing if they don't get a chance, and the schools aren't getting them a chance, but Marianne is, and that's what's important. And then look at the testimony Stephanie shared. That's awesome. You know, it's we. I wish we had more time looking at this, but you've got the material, folks. You can see where to go and how to find
Yes.
that. PJ, thank you again for doing such a great job of taking us through with Marianne's leadership there and what she was going to share with us. And just want to show you, remember, we could use your help too, folks. We've been looking through the summer and all. We are we exist with your gifts to the program, and we've been growing. So many of you are watching now. We know there's a tremendous influx of people. We're so thankful to God for that, and we hope we will have something that will bless your life each and every week, and like it is tonight. And but if you have a chance, it doesn't take much. You know, if you'll simply go to bbsradio.com/raising expectations, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. This is the site. You can read about what we're doing. You can read the past shows. You can follow and watch the past shows. This will tell you about how you can. There's our ledger there with all the different programs where it'll be on there for tonight's show. And then also you can read about the people that make this great team that just bless me each week and read about them, what they're doing. And at the same time, there's a spot up there. What's that thing called, Greg, where you tap the phone and it's right there?
QR code.
Thank you. QR code. QR. That's not hard.
Okay.
That's nowhere near as hard as around the world, huh? Anyway, there's a QR code there for you, and you can get that. There's our real announcer right there. Stephanie, finish it out for us in 30 seconds.
I don't know what he said, but I'm sure it was perfect. Just follow us
Oh,
all the places there are to follow us and
sure. Yeah. Click
throw
on the
some
little orange
seeds.
button that says donate, and then it'll take your Costco, your Diners Club, your American Express. No, I mean credit cards, but.
And just keep interacting with us. We love, that's why we do this. So
That's
thank you.
right. We know God's called us, huh, gang? Because we know the testimonies that I get on in from everybody, the testimonies are wonderful, and they see God working in their lives. If the Lord comes back tonight, we can all say we did this for what God called us to do and be. And that's all that matters to me at this point in life. Every day is to do what Jesus wants to have done. Stephanie, you have a thought? Are you good? Everybody good? Okay.
Fantastic.
Sent
Thank you
off.
all.
We love you guys. Thanks so much,
Love
Will. Thank you,
you.
brother,
You
for everything. Congratulations again, Will. And I want to hear about Uganda. I'm going to get a hold of a friend here. He's going to be on the set tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into your program, Raising Expectations. We can't do much except flip on some lights, but we know the one who can change and raise your expectations all the way to heaven. And he's coming again. In fact, when you wake up in the morning, start your day with him. Don't forget to talk to God each and every day because He has some great news to share with you. Not the same for everybody. It's all good, but wait till you see how unique He is for something special in your life. We love you. We appreciate you very much. Remember to pray for Dr. Hall, for Paul Bilby back, and for Ron. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same station, BBS Radio Worldwide. We look forward to seeing you next week. God bless and keep you.
Thank
So,
you all.
And remember, happy trails to you. If you listen closely, you can hear it echoing all the way from Wisconsin. Ron, are you there? Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. God bless and keep you. Thanks, Cintrons.
Keep up the fight. Keep up the fight.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.